WILL's Illinois Newsroom, this is 217 Today. I'm Farrah Anderson. It's Thursday, May 11th. Coming up, we'll learn more about how the end of the COVID emergency declaration will impact local testing resources. That story is coming up in just a few minutes. But first, these headlines. Illinois Governor J.B. Pritzker isn't pushing a laundry list of ethics reforms after last week's convictions in the federal Commonwealth Edison bribery trial. Dave McKinney reports.
Former Governor Pat Quinn called on Pritzker and House and Senate leaders to deal with ethics reforms. In response, Pritzker today says he favors tougher ethics laws, but said that's up to lawmakers, and he's not pushing anything in particular.
I don't think that there's anything that's been specifically brought up by the recent doings in court that isn't already illegal in law. They have been found guilty.
A federal jury last week convicted former ComEd CEO Ann Promajori and three others of bribing one-time House Speaker Michael Madigan. It was part of a scheme to boost the power company's legislative agenda in Springfield. This is Dave McKinney.
Four teenagers are being charged with the murder of off-duty Chicago police officer Ariana Preston. Patrick Smith reports.
Authorities say the people charged, ranging in age from 16 to 19, were in the middle of a robbery spree when they came upon Preston around 1:30 Saturday morning. She was getting out of her car after finishing her policing shift when three of the teens allegedly jumped out of a stolen vehicle and started running toward her.
An offender fired at Officer Preston, who returned fire.
Interim Police Superintendent Eric Carter announced the charges at a press conference this morning.
The offenders continued to shoot Officer Preston. An offender stole Officer Preston's weapon before all offenders fled the scene in a stolen vehicle.
Preston was 24 years old. Officers who worked with her described her as fun-loving and a dedicated public servant. I'm Patrick Smith.
A federal appeals court has affirmed the conviction of the leader of an anti-government militia from Ford County for masterminding the 2017 bombing of a Bloomington, Minnesota mosque. A three-judge panel yesterday rejected all of the legal arguments raised by Emily Claire Hari. Her attorneys argue that the relevant federal statute regarding damaging religious property and the free exercise of religion was invalid because it exceeded Congress's authority. The court also rejected Hari's claim that prosecutors violated attorney-client privilege when authorities seized two pages of notes from Hari's cell during a shakedown. Hari, formerly known as Michael Hari, led a militia group known as the White Rabbits. Besides her conviction in the mosque bombing, Hari was also charged in the unsuccessful bombing of a clinic in Champaign where abortions were performed. She is serving a 53-year prison sentence. Urbana community members say they're fuming at revelations that a local elementary school has been temporarily closed, and not only for asbestos abatement. They learned this week that school officials may want to make Wiley Elementary a school that serves only sixth graders. Illinois Newsroom's May Antar has more.
Tuesday night, community members and school officials gathered at the Urbana Middle School for a committee meeting to discuss plans for Wiley's future. Committee co-chair Lucaya Perkins-Williams said the district hasn't always been clear about these plans.
You know that game, almost like 20 questions. And you can only answer yes, no, and you can't elaborate on your yes or no. That's what this past 3 months has felt like. Well, they knew the answers, but they could only answer yes, no.
Perkins-Williams says she wishes she'd heard earlier about plans to turn Wiley into a sixth grade center.
We've been asking all of the wrong questions for the past 3 months, like the Wiley families, and we were extremely frustrated.
But District Superintendent Jennifer Ivory Tatum says school officials were never trying to be secretive. I'm May Antar, Illinois Newsroom.
Still to come, we'll learn more about how the end of the COVID emergency declaration will impact residents' access to local testing resources. That story is next on 217 Today.
Discover the story of the largest freshwater ecosystem in the world in the new nature special, Niagara Falls. Scientists and naturalists show us a complex world forged by stone and powered by water. In this realm, we discover tiny shrews hunting in freezing rivers, shorebird migrations, snowy owls stalking prey from ice floes, and prehistoric snapping turtles on dangerous overland journeys. Watch this and other nature specials as a friend of WILL at will.illinois.edu/passport.
This is 217 Today. I'm Farrah Anderson. federal and state COVID-19 emergency declarations end today. Almost 36,000 people have died in Illinois, including about 300 in Champaign County. The most recent death was in April. As things wind down, Illinois Newsroom's Emily Hayes visited the last community testing site in Urbana.
It's been a quiet morning at the University of Illinois' Campus Recreation Center East. Only a handful of people have dropped in for a COVID-19 test. Zainab Yusuf Akimbo hands a test tube to a young woman in a summer dress and surgical mask.
It's getting pretty empty. I think it's just because everyone's going back home.
In 2021, U of I researchers received authorization from the Food and Drug Administration for a saliva-based test they created. They set up testing sites at schools, colleges, and health centers all over the state. Now, there are only 19 left. Yusuf Akimbo has been administering tests since March. She's a senior studying speech and hearing sciences. While she will be out of a job, she's grateful for the end of the emergency declarations.
I'm glad that it's over because I feel like when COVID first started, like, I was one of those people that were like, oh my God, like, this is never going to go away. We're never going to find a cure. But now that we have it, I'm just looking back.
She's also graduating this weekend.
COVID literally, like, stole my freshman year, but now it's senior year and everything is back to normal. So it's just like, wow, like, I never thought this day would come. And it's just, I think it's really good. It's a joyous moment.
Brian Acosta just finished with his test. He's a graduate student in curriculum and instruction.
I'm getting tested today because I've been regularly testing throughout COVID. I still think it's a big deal.
He and his housemates all interact with different people outside of the house, so they all try to test regularly. He's also still grieving aunts, uncles, and family friends he's lost to the virus.
The world has kind of moved on, so the implicit message is you've got to move on and keep on working.
While the majority of Americans have moved on from COVID, public health officials are still watching the disease. Robert Davies is director of planning and research at the Champaign-Urbana Public Health District. He says things are looking good for the county at the moment. Transmission rates have been low for the past 2 months.
I think we can expect to see future waves of COVID cases, albeit I think they'll be much smaller thanks to the population level immunity that we have now from vaccines and infections.
Davies points to a study published in April in the Journal of the American Medical Association. While the risk of death from COVID had declined dramatically by last winter, it was still almost double the risk from flu.
I do think it will continue to be or remain a leading cause of death for years to come for many countries. It's important to recognize that, you know, COVID, just because the emergency is ending, that doesn't mean COVID is going away.
Today's declaration means at-home COVID tests will no longer be free for many people. And the testing site at U of I will close on May 26th. It may tentatively reopen through June in another location. I'm Emily Hayes, Illinois Newsroom.
You can find out more about the cost of at-home testing, vaccines, and treatments at illinoisnewsroom.org. And finally, in your forecast, meteorologist Andrew Pritchard says today will be partly cloudy with a high of 83 degrees. That's it for today. Reporting today contributed by Dave McKinney, Patrick Smith, May Antar, Jim Meadows, and Emily Hayes. Music by the Kilbourne Alley Blues Band. Reginald Hardwick is our news director. I'm Farrah Anderson. 217 Today is a production of Illinois Public Media. Thanks for listening, stay safe, and we'll talk to you again tomorrow.